order a special emergency board meeting for the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired on this date, Saturday, January 9th. We are here to, we have one item that we need to address that was deemed necessary to do sooner than later. So I thought to be official, I would go, and I want to know who all is here. So I'll start with the boards, board members, and then we'll go with the executive director and secretary, then the guests. So I'm Mark Bolger. I am currently the chair, and I serve as the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska designee on this board. Robert?
Yes, Robert Emmett here from Omaha.
Okay, Becky?
I'm Becky Reakin, Dakota City, teacher of students with visual impairment.
Kimberly?
Kimberly Sherbarth from Kearney. I am the NFB designee on this board.
Very good. Brent? For the record, Brent is not with us today. Executive Director.
Carlos Servan, Executive Director of the Commission for the Blind Lincoln.
Thank you. Kathy Stevens.
I'm Kathy Stevens, Administrative Assistant for the Commission.
Thank you. Yes, are there any other staff on the call? Hearing them, Cheryl, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Cheryl Livingston. I am a consumer. I am a member of the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska.
Thank you and welcome. We're glad you're here. Jim?
Yeah, Jim Yurok, Omaha, one-time board member and member of American Council of Blind of Nebraska.
Thank you. Any other guests that I have not recognized? Hearing none, due to the nature of this meeting, there's no minutes that need to be approved. Carlos, could you give a brief overview of the reason for this meeting and the decision that will be made soon by the commission board?
Before you do that, can I go over the notice of the meeting where it was published and those majosity?
Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah. The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, the state government calendar, the NCBBI website, and NFB Newsline, and Radio Talking Book. The notice was sent to the NCBBI listserv, ACBN, and NFBN.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. And I guess for the record, due to the COVID-19 and a decree made by our governor, we are in compliance with the open meeting law as amended that we could have a virtual call at this time. So, Carlos?
Yes. This is about having a list of impartial hearing officers as part of the rehabilitation for appeal process. We are supposed, meaning the Commission for the Blind, supposed to have a list of impartial hearing officers, and they need to be approved by the board, the commission board. And then whenever we have a case that is appealed from, you know, clients, we need to, the executive director will appoint one of those hearing officers for the hearing process. So we haven't had one for ever. We almost have one around 15 years ago, but eventually the client didn't follow through. So then we updated the list, I think, a few years ago, five maybe. Now we have a client who is appealing, and when we were going to start the process, we started to contact the hearing officers, and some of them died. One is interested. The only one that is interested is going through a cancer treatment. So now we have to find new hearing officers, and to do that, we need to bring this list to the board to approve. So we found two more candidates that I sent the resumes to the commission board for them to approve. And the reason of the emergency is, again, it was unexpected. We called the hearing officers in our list, and again, they passed away, and the other one is going through cancer treatment and unavailable. And if we don't do this quick, we will be behind on trying to defend the case for the commission, and also to be fair to the client, they want to do this quick. So that's the reason. Unless there are other questions, that's it for me, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you, Executive Director Servan. I did receive the two resumes of the that both appear to be very, very sound, very qualified. I'm sure they're very impartial. Robert, did you receive the list of the resumes from Kathy?
I did. I certainly did, and I mentioned earlier that I really was excited to see that both of them have the same first name as I do.
All right. Becky, did you receive the list of the resumes?
I did receive it, and
thank you.
I kind of like the balance, because it seems like one is more based in the financial area, and the other is more based in the administration and scholarly. So I thought it's a good balance of the two.
Great, thank you, and Kimberly.
Yes, I did receive them. And Becky, I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Very good. Well, with the Biosecurity Commission for the Blind and Vision Impaired is a consumer-driven organization. We try to be in compliance with every state and federal requirements. The CAP process is very important, and it's a thing that we should all, which we all do support and believe in. So having had this discussion, would anyone like to make a motion to accept the two candidates as emailed to each of the board members and for approval to be on this hearing, to be part of the hearing board? Would anybody, Robert, Becky, or Kimberly, would you make a motion?
I guess I was trying to be quiet so that maybe someone else, but I so moved that we do what you just were asking us to make a motion for. So I'm not sure the committee, but we consider these two.
Yep, and I'll second it.
I heard that. Was that Becky or Kimberly?
Yes. Becky.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Becky. Any discussion before we do a roll call vote?
I just have one question, and I'm not sure it's actually what would be discussed at this point, but it just would be nice to know if these gentlemen get educated as to what we do, how do we do it, and blind people really can do just about any kind of a proposed employment goal, you know, that may, well, anyway, I just,
yeah, well,
curious about just what kind of education they're
going to
get. That's my question.
That's a good point.
Right.
At some point, I'd like to
hear. Yeah, I'll just say something before I'll let you, Carlos, address it. But what I like is they're both legal scholars. They understand the importance of law. They understand that the impartialities that it is based on what the law is intended to do. anybody more capable than lawyers. So, Carlos, do you have anything to add to that?
Just in general, that in practice, they are supposed to be almost like judges, and you don't tell the judge, come here, we are going to educate our blindness, but we can offer them during the process. Our job is to educate them about what we do. So we are working with the attorney that the attorney general office appointed. We are educating her, so when she's representing us, she will be presenting all the documentation to the impartial hearing officer. And then we make our case and the client makes their case.
Well, thank you, Carlos. Good question, comment, Robert. Does anybody else have any discussion? Well, hearing none, I'd like to do roll call vote. Again, we are voting to appoint or approve these two resumes that were submitted to us for consideration. So a yes vote would signify, meaning that they do approve to appoint the two attorneys that were presented for nomination. Robert Newman.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
Kimberly.
Yes.
Mark says yes, and for the record again, Brent is absent, so we do have a quorum vote that approves the appointing of the two resumes. So that's the only business we had to do. I will, because of the short nature of this meeting, allow any public comment at this point.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Cheryl. Is it possible for us to find out who these gentlemen are? I know that names were mentioned. Robert said that they were both having his first name, but can the public find out, you know, who the gentlemen are that have been appointed?
I'm going to defer that to another lawyer that I know that might be better prepared to answer that. Carlos, what would you... is there a problem?
Well, can you read the names? Kathy?
Kathy, could you read the
one
name?
One is Harkins, Bob Harkins.
Yes.
And the other one is Huddle, I thought.
Bob Harkins and also Robert Bartle.
Okay.
They are the two ones.
And they're both attorneys?
They're both attorneys.
They're both attorneys, and we got them from the list of the impartial hearing officers that Voc Rehab have.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Would there be...
Yeah, so they have experience doing those things.
Yes.
And if you want, we could forward you the resume. It's supposed to be public information upon request.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I really need to see their resumes. I just wanted to know who they were. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep. No, thanks for the question. It helps us to be transparent.
Question. Okay. The other public, Jim, do you have any questions or comments?
Other than the piggyback off of Cheryl, because I forget how many impartial hearing officers there are on the roster of the board per se, but I forget who are the other ones, can I ask?
Yeah, we have three now. The other one is also Bob, I thought. Do you have a name, Kathy?
Let me pull up. The other one that is on our list is Dennis Techmeyer. He's an attorney in Lincoln.
Okay. Yeah, Dennis Techmeyer. So he's not Bob.
Okay. I thought there was three or four. I forgot how many there were, but no, that was my only question.
There were four before, and we sent again an inquiry to the list of impartial hearing officers for both Voc Rehab and also HHS. So if we get more responses, we might submit more names for the next commission board meeting.
There's no
I don't think we will, but if we do.
There's no cap on the number of hearing I mean, you could have 32 if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I think the reasonable one is between 3 to 5.
I would agree with that, yeah. You know, I would probably go with an odd number that way. You know, kind of, you know, can't be a tie when it comes to a, you know, a decision, so. But yeah, no, I agree.
I'm sorry, we only one will represent like a judge. It's not like...
Oh, okay. So it's not like a three-judge panel that sits there and listens to the evidence or whatever?
No, it's just one.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. According to, I appoint, after you guys approve the list, I get together with our lawyer and we recommend one, and then the other lawyer will say, well, I don't like that person, I will like the other one. Okay, sure.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's only going to be one.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. So.
All right.
That's all I have, Mark.
Well, thank you for your question, Jim. We have conducted the business that is necessary for this emergency board meeting today, with no other items on the agenda or to be discussed. Meeting has been adjourned.
Robert,
what did you say?
So just a little super history, the hearing officer people can all sit in on a different type of a deal versus a client who has a problem. Because I was, there was a meeting with one of these, you know, judges present, you know, because I was accused of making a racial slur one time. I had a client that really had some anger issues, so he's a black gentleman, so I talked to him and I tried to, he said he was having a problem with the secretary, so I tried to get across to him that, hey, you know, hey, dude, you're really pretty small looking stuff. But there are times, and I didn't want to use the word, you know, like you scare them. I used the word, you know, that sometimes they found you a little spooky. And of course, I didn't even think about how that sometimes used, you know, as a slur for a black person. That wasn't on my mind at all. But it was all about that. So it was interesting. That he unloaded on the, was really great. He unloaded on the judge in the same way. He really got angry, and the judge, I was told, got the really red in the face, and it was really quite the show. So anyway, that was the only time I ever sat in on one of these things. And again, it was a charge against me, a racial. So these judges, you know, can do something beyond just, you know, the client not getting what they want, but it could be like, you know, a racial slur type thing. So anyway, that's probably the only time that I'm aware that the commission had a board thing, one of these hearings. So anyway, okay.
Well, that speaks highly of the past the history of the commission and the professional nature that we conduct our business on a daily basis for many, many years. So I think that's a testimony to what we try to strive to do, treat people with impartiality. And so thank you. Well, hearing nothing else, how about we adjourn this meeting?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. A couple weeks. Bye. A couple...